Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm vape enthusiast Danny Beard.
And I'm Wagamama enthusiast Billy Andrew.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze podcast, Billy's digging for gold.
Danny wants to speak to the manager.
And we hear from a listener who takes clowning around just a little bit too far.
The Gossip.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze.
It is Thursday. That's Danny. I'm Billy.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Fabulous.
You're still in Wales.
I'm in Wales.
This is two queers in your ears talking things from our community, which is LGBTQ+AI, if you didn't
Ooh,
know.
AI, honey.
AI.
The gays have gotten AI.
Ew. We're sharing our wildest confessions, our hookup horror stories, and getting all the goss from you, the listener.
Yeah, baby.
Anything from brown nudity gifts to clown wanks. We've got it all.
Honest to God, I'm never going to have a proper career, am I?
Not when we talk about clown
cooking
wanks.
Clown wanks. And nuggety what? Brown nuggety gifts.
Do you know what? Actually, it doesn't matter.
What?
Nothing.
What?
I'm going to hear the story and then I might let you know. I don't know what happened.
Oh, God. Did you tear it down?
No, it's even worse, but I'll tell you later. So if you want to get in touch, share your biggest confessions, dirty dilemmas, funny stories, or anything else, Camp Crazy and Cuckoo, you can get in touch by emailing us letters@gossipgazepod.com, DMs on Instagram @gossipgazepod, or via WhatsApp. The number for that is in this episode's description. So head over to there to find out more. Danny, how's your week gone, love?
Do you know what? It's It's been good.
Good.
It's been one of them weeks. Do you know what I mean? Are you enjoying the aftershave?
I love the aftershave. I love the interviews.
I love the interviews.
Bailey's great.
Bailey's great.
Where are we? You're great.
Thanks.
I love that there's no green screen, which you said you didn't want.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of green screen with Wow Presents Plus stuff and Wow stuff.
Well,
but you didn't want it.
It's good. And I'm loving season 5 of Drag Race. Are you?
Do you know what? I am actually. It's
who's your fave so far?
Oh, I love Caramel.
I love
she
Cara.
She brings the drama, and I love that.
I love Cara.
Me winners,
and she brings the looks. Who's your winner so far?
Probably Tamara.
Wow.
And she looks like my friend Stephen.
Yes,
and
a little bit.
Do you know what? When I was on a night out a couple of weeks ago, and Stephen was there, and people were going, "Oh my God, Tamara." They actually were?
No.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
And then also he was telling people before Big Brother started, this was like the week before, he's like, yeah, I'm going in Big Brother this week. And people were like believing it in the smoking area. I love it when people
hilarious.
Chat
He's
shit.
One of the funniest people I know him.
Yeah, he's really funny.
And I love it when he does like a bit of singy-songy at a chill.
Yeah, so funny.
So funny. Who's your favourite Sam on Drag Race so far?
I really like Caramel. I like Vicky Vivacious as well.
Boo.
Do you not like her?
Sorry.
Do
I
you
just
not
booed
like her?
Oh, I just know stuff.
And I said it once, I've said it twice, I would say it thrice. I love Banksy. Yeah. It's nice to see Banksy on there.
It was nice to see it, yeah.
I'll tell you what I did this week. So after we recorded last week, by the way, Morgan picked me up and I was like, oh, should we go for food at Media City? It's dead nice. I'm like, oh.
I want to do that.
It was dead sunny. And do you know what? We thought, should we go to Waggers? And then I was like, oh, actually.
I've not been for so long.
I've not. But we went to, was it the Botanist first? We went in and then you have to go upstairs. And because it was sunny, actually, I was like, oh, can we sit outside? And he's like, oh, but you can't have food out there. It's only nibbles. And I was thinking, I'm sorry. I'm paying money to come into your venue to eat and you won't let me sit where I want to sit. Can what I, is that about?
Do you know what you've just triggered me here? Because I do get a bit of restaurant Karen. I'm a restaurant Karen. I'm 100%. Not a Karen anywhere else. Yeah, I'm not a restaurant. Karen in a restaurant. But for example, I went, do you know that Chinese on the top of Canal Street?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In, what's it called?
Campus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So nice. So if you're in Manchester, they've got a really nice like Chinese on the top of Canal Street, and you can like make a bit a bowl where you get your meat.
Yeah, your four meats and your rice.
Four meats. So I don't get the belly pork. I get four meats. No belly pork, extra chicken, boiled rice,
yeah,
and then just soy sauce, and it's quite low calorie.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's nice.
And it's like, well, it was late on, right? They shut at 10. We turned up at 9.
Right.
Four massive booths empty. So we sat in one.
Yeah.
And someone comes in, you can't sit here.
Yeah.
I went,
why?
Why? Well, we tend to reserve this for large groups.
Mm.
I went, you've got an hour to shut, mate, and there's four massive booths here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is going to seat about 25 people.
Yeah, yeah.
I went, we'll order enough right. As a large group. And he went, you need to move. Made us move. And then that was it. He pissed me off. My old dining experience was ruined.
That's exactly what happened to me with a botanist.
Do you know what I mean? It's just a bit like...
It's a bit,
I'm the fucking customer.
Exactly, I know.
I want to get myself a little fucking choppy bob out. 100%. Like, I'm the fucking customer.
Yeah.
And I'm not being funny, but my hobby in life is eating out, right?
So is mine.
Eating out, right? Even if I'm not hungry, I like the experience.
Yeah. Getting served.
Getting served.
I love getting served.
And I over-order. I'm barely any of it nowadays, but I still order like a fat girl.
And do you know what? And if the service is good, you always tip good, and I always tip good.
Same. We are like that, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, they never got a tip last week.
Do you know what? And then, so when I was in the botanist, as soon as he said you can't sit there because you can only have
seen
nibbles.
Your ass and went waggers.
I went to waggers. I went, fuck you, I'm off. Anyway, went into waggers.
You didn't say it to him?
No, I didn't. I went, Martin.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah. So then went to waggers, sat down, got the menu. I thought, oh my God, they've got loads of new stuff. I was like, great. 10 minutes later, no one came over. 15 minutes later, no one came over.
You've got one of them faces people just don't want to serve.
I ended up walking out fucking Wagamama's.
No.
I did.
Well, when was it that you texted me that the Meg...
I was there, but then they didn't ever come and take my order. I saw two people chit-chatting at the back. I thought, how long? They've got 5 more minutes. I said to Mark, 5 more minutes.
But sometimes like you can't cut your nose off to spite your face. I would have just got up and been like, sorry, do you mind if we get some service? Sorry, I know you're busy.
Do you know what? No, they weren't busy though. That's
yeah,
what
I know, but
meant.
That's what I'd say.
Right. Okay.
I'd say while we were chatting at the back, I'm like, I know you're really busy.
Okay, patronising Karen.
Get some service. Oh yeah.
Well, then I ended up going to the Alchemist instead at Media City, and that
fucking
was
hell.
That was hands down gorgeous. We sat outside in the sun. We got served.
Hands
got a big
down
town.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. So, Media City is lovely, but don't go to those two.
Is anyone
venues.
Else a restaurant, Karen? Do you know what I mean by this? When I'm in a restaurant, When I'm in a restaurant,
yeah.
It's the only time. Shops, not bothered.
I'm not bothered about shops.
Things like that. Like it is what it is. Like I, part of me kind of expects shit service in a shop because I'd give shit service if I had to. Do you know what I mean? Retail, all the fucking horrible people that come in.
Yeah.
See,
maybe I'm one of the horrible people in a restaurant, but I always think I'm nice to people in a restaurant.
No, you are really nice.
You right. always leave a big ass tip.
Yeah.
No, I love going out to eat.
Listen
I'm definitely
to me
like
showing
a bit
off
of a
foodie. Who do you think you are? I always leave a big ass tip. Can I leave you a tip, honey? Get your roots done. Go on, what are you saying, Sam?
No, I was just saying, those two stories you got are definitely servers gatekeeping food for no reason. And that is wild.
Mm.
Yeah.
Why are you gatekeeping the food? That's what it's for.
Yeah. What food?
To eat the food at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Why would
yeah.
you gatekeep that?
Or why would you just tell me you can't sit like... And also, what really pissed me off, by the way, about this restaurant.
Yeah.
We will move on. Not one fucker came in and sat in any of them booths.
Exactly.
The whole time.
And you knew the one.
And
they
and
knew
I
the
knew
one.
They wouldn't, and they knew the one.
They were just wanting to be arty.
I wanted to sit in a comfy seat.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've mentioned it. I've got a fistula.
You've not mentioned it in ages.
I know. We're still there.
Is it?
Really?
A fistula update, everybody. There we go. Oh, sorry about that.
I just live with just an illness.
Right. Have you got what else to say before we crack on?
No, that's it, really.
Well, I think we're going to take a little short break there. But if
sorry, you're just hearing us moaning.
But if you're a loyal listener of the Gossip Gays, are you a restaurant Karen? Get in touch with us, please do. We want to know your restaurant stories.
Or do you,
are you
work
a server?
In a restaurant?
And can you give us clarity on why you would not allow people to eat in certain areas when it's literally a two 2 meter gap.
That's going to affect your tip.
100%. Anyway, get in touch with us and set your alarm on Mondays and Thursdays ready for us to release. And tell your friends, tell your besties, tell your allies, and share this episode on WhatsApp now. And we'll be back after the break.
The Gossip Gaze.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Gossip Gaze.
Welcome back to the Gossip Gaze.
Yes, we'll get this Karen mode off and we're going to get
into...
We're not Karens.
Restaurant Karens.
Exactly.
This is the one with the restaurant Karens.
Definitely.
We found the name.
There we go. We're doing the job for the producers.
We do. Well, you know what? We write the theme tune.
It's all right.
We sing the theme tune.
There we go.
What else can I say? Listen, girls, gays, and ladies, if you want to get in touch with us, share your confessions, your dirty Dianas, your funny stories, you know, anything else camp.
Crazy.
Cuckoo.
Yes.
Then you can do that by getting in touch with us, and you can do that at letters@gossipgazepod.com, and nobody does that no more, but that's fine. You can do that if you want to be the first person to do that in a little while. And also you can get in touch with us on Instagram at gossipgazepod.
Yeah.
You can also get in touch with us via WhatsApp, but you already know that, and the number's in the description of this little episode that you're listening to.
Dead quick, while we were
that is a very Billy saying, can I just say dead quick?
Yeah, well, somebody
love that.
Somebody put on our thing last night on our Instagram.
Replied to it.
Replied, just saying, shag me son's ex.
Yeah. I love that.
Literally, so we want to hear from you. Share your dirtiest confessions, and we'll put shag me ex's son.
Okay, well, that's one down, isn't it?
And I love that it wasn't even anonymous, and I flicked through a profile, and I was like, go on, Gila. Where did you get your son from? Absolutely loved it.
Well, hello, Sam. Have you got some tales for
us? Here's your first one. Shagged my son's ex.
Win up.
We'll count that one.
Yep.
Look, we've been asking for your dirty confessions, tales and gossip, either your own stories or gossip you've heard third hand. I think people miss that one out.
Third hand gossip. This is dangerous. This is dangerous.
Same as usual. The wider the better. We've gone through... picked out the best ones. And at the end, same as always, I'm going to ask you guys to appoint a gossip queen of the week.
Okay.
I'm not vibing with this gossip queen.
Are you not?
You're not?
I'm not vibing with the words gossip queen.
Well, what do you want to change it to?
Do you want to change the title?
We need a new title. If you can think of a title and you're thinking, do you know what? This would be a better name. Let me know, because I can't think of it. And I've done enough of the jobs for the producers.
Should we just call it UK's next Drag Race Superstar instead? You
we
can hand
on
that one
paper,
out.
Sam, shut up.
Right, here's your first one. So many years ago, I was in a thruple. And one of the lads in the thruple was a messy bottom who didn't always douche.
Ooh.
One time I was railing him on the sofa, pulled out. And notice he'd left a brown nuggety gift on the end of my dick.
That's disgusting.
I wanted to finish, so I wiped it on his arse cheek
without
him knowing.
That's disgusting.
And carried on.
No.
When we finished, he got dressed and went into the kitchen. At this point, the brown nuggety gift detached from his bum cheek, rolled down his leg, oh God, and onto the kitchen floor. He was so confused at what it was that he picked it up, examined it, and sniffed it. He quickly realised he was smelling his own shit and was nearly sick all over the kitchen. When he asked me if I'd seen it, I told him it must have just fallen out of him rather than owning up.
Do you know, this reminds me.
Oh, go on.
When I was a kid, have I told this before? When you get a bath with your brother or sister when you're a kid?
Go on.
Well, I had these rubber dolphins.
Right.
And I used to play with the rubber dolphins and the orcas in the bath. And my mum literally left us for a minute. And I picked up one of my rubbery dolphins to play with it, only it wasn't a rubbery dolphin.
Was it a brown nuggety gift?
It was not a nugget. It was a brown rubbery log that my brother had laid at the bottom of the bath.
Oh, my God.
I was sick all over myself, and my mum returned to her two kids. I must have been about fucking six, five.
Yeah.
My mum returned to her two kids. I was holding a shit. And my brother was covered in vomit.
You were so disappointed, just leaving
she
your
said,
kids.
I never put yous in the bath. I never left yous alone together again.
Oh my God.
I'm really sorry, no, that's really crude. I know a lot of people don't like talking about it, but this is the tea, right? If you're going to stick your dick in an ass, sometimes accidents happen.
Yeah, you
just
do.
Just grow up.
Yeah. Don't go in the cave if you're scared of bears.
Oh. Ooh, I'm sure that's on the wall in the Eagle. it happens. It's not happened to me in a long time, but it's happened to me.
Oh, it's happened to me. The first time I ever got with Morgan, actually, I remember I made sure I was fully done. I was like, right. Anyway, weirdly, in the next morning, we did it
carried
in the
on.
Night. And then fell asleep. This was the first time I stayed over.
This would have been in my house, probably.
No, it weren't. It was the first time I stayed at his. And then, like, in the morning when I woke up, I did, like, a little scratch in my ass. I thought, what the fuck's that?
I know this story.
And, like, I pulled it out. It's like a Werther's original, but it was dead hard and solid. And I thought, what the fuck is that?
Wait, it wasn't a Werther's original, was it?
No. use your imagination. But it was, like, dead hard. And I was like, is it going solid overnight? Like, what has happened?
Oh, my God.
It's set.
It's, like, set. And I said to Morgan,
you're making your own boiled sweets down there.
Fossilize overnight.
And like I said to Morgan, like a few, like I'd say like a year later, I was like, by the way, I found that in the morning. I was so embarrassed. I was like, did you know it was there? And still to this day, he won't tell me the truth of whether he knew it was there or
he
not.
He knew.
Anyway.
Listen, this confession, things happen just
they
to
do
know.
Happen.
Things
well,
happen.
Hang on. That's not necessarily the confession part. The confession part is he wiped that on his ass and didn't own up to it. Did you miss that?
I miss that.
He got the nugget on the dick. He wiped it on his ass.
Oh, it says here when he asked me if I'd seen it, I told him it must have just fallen out of him afterwards.
Do you know what? That's nice. So he's saving his boyfriend some sort of embarrassment.
No,
there.
Again, you're missing the bit where he's like, oh yeah, sorry, I wiped that nugget on your ass and didn't tell you.
No, he didn't tell him that. He's
that's
telling
I mean.
Us that.
Yeah,
he's
that's what I mean.
Yeah, no, I think that's he's done the right thing.
I don't think
he
should have wiped it on his ass.
I don't. I think he just run the bathroom.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You no, I think it kills the moment.
I think you're right to not make
it
a big...
It kills the moment, but what kills the moment more is a whiff of that.
Yeah, I know. I'm instantly like, oh, my God.
Can we move on? Because
yeah.
I'm never going to get a job in telly again.
Go on.
Right.
Also, here's... side note, before we move on, you keep banging.
I'm sorry.
Why do you keep banging?
Because I'm just picking up papers and putting them down again.
You're like, bop, bop, bop.
Thinks he's on GB News. Right.
So, here's another one. So, hi, Danny and Billy. I think it's time to confess my weirdest wank.
Oh, God.
Maybe don't confess this. I went into school one day dressed as a classic clown for fancy dress.
Behave.
On the way home, I found myself alone at the back of the school bus.
You are joking.
And I was really horny.
No.
I decided the only course of action was to have a wank on the bus dressed in my clown outfit. For fuck's sake. I came in my pants and left it there till I got home. Apologies if anyone saw a clown having a wank on the bus a few years ago.
That is so weird. is. Clowns are creepy anyway, so imagine seeing a clown at the back of the bus having a wank.
I just want to say this.
Go on.
Right, I'm glad that we're here for people to get things like this off their chest.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to know that. I don't think I wanted to know that.
It's the second week in a row that I think our podcast could be used in a court of law.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. Bloody hell. Right, what's the third one?
Right. Yeah,
Jesus.
One. Right, last one. No introduction.
Can I just,
here.
Sorry. Before we move on. Do you reckon that this has now become a thing? Because you know when things happen when you're younger?
Absolutely.
And then it like unlocks something. And now he might...
Get off on clown porn.
I'm a bit worried because look how I dress over weekend.
Oh, right. You look like a clown.
I am a clown.
You are a clown.
And he sent this to me. I'm worried that this person is following me.
Did put your name first.
It says Danny and Billy.
I do think if you're getting bricked up in a clown costume, the clown costume is doing something to you.
I love that he also was like, I came in my pants and left it till I got home.
Yeah, well, being graphic.
You know what? At least you didn't wipe it on the seat. Because Arriva don't clean.
No, Arriva do not clean. First buses, poof, they are dirty.
Are they?
Yeah.
What do we put first? Not the customers?
No.
Covered in bed bugs. Carry on, Sam. Sorry, darling.
Right, you ready for one more? Do you want to talk a bit more about the clown having a
wank? I don't know if I am fucking
wank?
Ready for one no. more. Because at this point, we're just feeding people's fetishes on this show. We used to be classy. We used to have something about us.
Well, we've had scat and clowns. Let's see what we get in the last one.
Sake.
So... Like, there's no introduction to this. We just go straight into it.
Go on.
No hello. Just, I like older guys, especially hairy daddies. Grrr. A few years ago, I was chatting to a guy on Grindr and went to his flat to hook up. He was hairy and cute, but quite thin.
Must have been me.
His flat was in a bit of a rough area. When I got there, it was proper chaotic. I needed a wee, so I asked to use his toilet. I sat in the loo. I hate pissing standing up.
I hate wee. Sorry, I only have a sit-down wee.
I only have stand-up
wee. And
it wee.
Really annoys me when people come to my apartment and have a stand-up wee and they wee on the floor.
On the floor?
People with penises wee on the floor.
They do wee on the floor.
What adults are missing?
Yeah,
the
I know. It fucks me off and it's mainly, I'm not going to lie, is my hetty friends.
Really?
I've got no hate.
Yeah, I was going to say. I tried to think through then. I couldn't think of
straight
male friend.
Straight male that would be in my apartment alone with me.
Right. As I was on the loo, I looked in the bath and saw what looked like a crack pipe. At first, I thought it might just be a bong, but on closer inspection, it was definitely a crack pipe. I still let him shag me, but blocked him after. Did not expect that.
Oh, do you know what? You need to be careful when you go into... people's apartments, actually.
There is actually a more serious side to this.
There is, really.
Actually, because I think as queer people, we do normalise drug use. And it kind of goes hand in hand, unfortunately, with the queer party scene. You know, I'm a drag queen that grew up in the Manchester club scene. I've seen my fair share of people taking drugs. And I think people are, across all different scenes, getting into harder and harder drugs.
Oh, 100%.
And normalising it.
They are. 100%. You see it on Grindr all the time.
It. Tina. Yeah. They give it cool names like Tina.
Crystal meth.
Crystal meth, darling.
Yeah.
Crystal fucking meth.
Do you know what? It is actually quite a serious thing.
It is a serious thing. And I do think you need to be careful when you are hooking up with people. And I've been on hookups with people and they've been like, I've seen stuff like that. And I've been like, I'm not getting involved with that.
100%.
And I'd leave. In fact, I've left.
Yeah.
I've left people's houses
so
because of the drugs that they're taking. And I think we need to have a boundary.
Mm.
You know, people like to go out and party and do what they want to do. But I think we all should have a boundary of where we draw a line when it comes to certain drugs. That's all I'll say.
Well, that one got a bit serious.
Sorry, well, no,
didn't
but
it?
I know, but it's true,
it is
though,
true, though,
because
yeah.
There's a lot of young people that listen to this that are going to uni for the first time. And they'll, you know, go out and go, woo, bit of cocaine, woo. And then the next thing they know, they're...
Do you know what? It's true because, like, you don't know, especially when you're young and somebody says, oh, do you want some of this?
Yeah.
You don't really know
and
what
they
it
give
is.
It a cool name like fucking Tina.
Yeah.
I'm like, woo, is that Beyonce's mum?
Tina, no.
No, it's crack.
Yeah. Crack is whack.
Yeah,
do not do it.
Crack is whack.
Do not do it.
The Gossip Gaze.
Right, we need a Gossip Queen of the Week.
Yeah, go on. Who are you picking?
Nugget.
Nugget.
You're picking Nugget, not Clown Wank.
No, Clanwank needs help. Yeah. And I'm not qualified to give them that help.
Yes, and crack pipe is a bit too serious for Gossip Queen of the Week. So it's got to be Nugget.
It's got to be Nugget Cheek.
It's got to be Nugget Cheek.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Mr. Nugget Cheek. You're Thank Gossip you, Queen of the Week.
If you want to get in touch with the podcast, share a dilemma, a funny story or anything else, camp, crazy and cuckoo, yeah, then you can get in touch by emailing us now at letters@gossipgazepod.com, DMing us on our socials @gossipgazepod, and you can even send us a little WhatsApp. The number for that is in the description of this episode. Don't forget to also give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And if you leave your accent,
yeah,
we'll attempt it. Perfect. We'll be back with a brand new bonus episode this Monday. And until then,
ciao for now.
I didn't know what I was going to say. Until then, keep your nuggets to yourself.
The Gossip Gaze.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.